Okay, next, eccentric. Eccentric is noun and also adjective. 名词也是一个形容词。In English, a person whose behavior is peculiar, unusual, rather strange. In Chinese, 古怪人。As adjective, it means peculiar, unusual, strange. Now let's learn how to use the synonyms. Strange, 奇怪的，因为陌生而奇怪。For example, the modern building looks strange to the villagers. 这摩登大楼对于这些村民来讲看上去很奇怪。Eccentric, 它侧重点在于行为举止古怪的。Now translate my sentence. 我没法和他相处，因为他非常的古怪。I can't get on well with him because he's eccentric. Odd, O-D-D, odd. 那么强调因为罕见而多怪，少见多怪。Look, he's wearing an odd hat. 瞧，他正着戴着一顶很奇怪的、罕见的、少见的帽子。Peculiar, 表示奇异的。不同寻常的。For example, the house is peculiar. 这房子很是奇特。那么在有些情况下 peculiar 表示一种贬义色彩。For example, I feel peculiar today. Let's say, I feel uncomfortable. I feel ill. I'm not myself today. Understand me? Eccentric 的名词形式。Eccentricity, 怪癖。Now, next important word, disregard. Disregard, you know, pay no attention to, ignore. Pay no attention to, ignore. 不顾、漠视、反对。Now, translate the sentence. Disregard noise and keep working. Disregard.既是一名词，也是一及物动词。刚刚我们讲到了 ，it means pay no attention to, ignore, 不顾、漠视。作为名词，我们常用结构形式 have a disregard of, or have a disregard for， 可以和介词 for 或 of 搭配连用。For example, he has a complete disregard of my feelings.He has a complete disregard for my feelings. 他对我的感情漠然不顾。我们还常用短语 in disregard of, 不顾、忽视、漠视。He did the work in disregard of my instructions. He did the work in disregard of my instructions. 他不顾我的指示而继续做这项工作。Treat somebody with disregard. Treat somebody with disregard. 怠慢某人。Anyway, don't treat your friends with disregard. 无论如何，不能怠慢自己的朋友。Okay. Next important word, convention. Convention, you know, it's a noun, generally accepted practice.那么这个名词所表达的概念，被普遍接受的行为准则、常规、惯例。For example, shaking hands when meeting people is a normal convention in China. Shaking hands when meeting people is a normal convention in China. Convention. What's the difference between convention and custom?那么它和 custom 区别在于什么呢？ custom 历史悠久的社会习俗，它是不受时间的影响，而 convention 很有可能受到时间的影响。 Now translate the sentence. 圣诞节赠送礼物，这是一种风俗习惯。 It's a custom of giving presents at Christmas. It's a custom of giving presents at Christmas.
他总是想干什么就干什么，而毫不在乎常规。那么说不在乎人们普遍遵守的这种行为准则或惯例。
So which word is suitable? Of course, convention.
这里当然选用的表达方式应该是 convention。
He always does exactly what he wants and does not care about convention. He always does exactly what he wants and does not care about convention.
好，请同学们注意下一个语句。你必须遵照当地的习俗行事。那么遵照当地的习俗，我们应该采用哪一个表达方式为好呢？
Custom,
right? Okay.
And furthermore, you must grasp how to use practice.
同时我们还要注意 practice.
P-R-A-C-T-I-C.
它可以表示 custom 的意思，但是常指某团体的传统做法，或指令他人无法接受的习俗。
For example, the normal practice in the company is to send the bill as soon as the job is done. The normal practice in this company is to send the bill as soon as the job is done.
这个公司的通常做法是工作一干完就记账单。某团体的传统做法。也表示令人无法接受的习俗。
So do you remember the sentence in lesson 23?
还记得23课
One man's meat is another man's poison
这篇课文当中的一个语句吗？
Now listen to me carefully. Your stomach would turn at the idea of frying potatoes in animal fat, the normally accepted practice in many northern countries.
被普遍接受的一种习惯做法
The normally accepted practice.
Okay, now you should learn how to use tradition.
Tradition in tennis,
传统。那么它和 custom 相比具有比 custom 更悠久的历史。
Now translate my sentence, please.
Spending Christmas Day is a tradition for Western people.
Okay, next word, habit.
习惯。某个人的习惯。
I have a habit of reading English aloud in the morning.
Okay, so much for the words here. Now, please read after me aloud.
Convention, custom, practice, tradition, habit.
Okay, next important word, conscious.
Conscious means aware.
We use them in the same way.
Be conscious of, be aware of.
Be conscious that,
be aware that.
For example, 他丝毫没有意识到这个危险。
He's quite unaware of the danger.
Aware 的反义词 unaware.
Let's say, he is not conscious of the danger.
注意 conscious 常用的组合词汇
Class conscious
有阶级意识的
Family conscious
有家庭观念的
Clothes conscious
注重衣着的
Status conscious
注重地位的
Aware conscious 的反义词
直接加前缀 UN
Now read with me
UnawareUnconscious. 如若在 conscious 之前加出前缀 sub,
S-U-B,
下意识的
subconscious.
Conscious 的名词形式 consciousness.
Okay, read after me aloud.
Aware, unaware.
Conscious, unconscious.
Subconscious,
consciousness.
Okay, next word, routine.
Routine.
This is a noun. It means...the regular fixed way of something.
the regular fixed way of doing things.
那么它是侧重强调指做某件事情的固定的方式 in Chinese 常规。
We often use the word phrase follow the routine,
默守常规。
Break the routine,
打破常规。
Start the daily routine,
开始每天的日常生活。
Start the daily routine.
Okay, next, shoot. This is adjective showing good practical judgment. So in Chinese, 精明的、狡猾的、敏锐的、机灵的。He's a shrewd observer. 他是一敏锐的观察家。
We have got shrewd common sense. We have got shrewd common sense.
我们有敏锐的判断常识。
And so when we say somebody is shrewd, we say he has a good judgment.
有关于 should 常组合起来的形容词，请同学们注意 ，should brained，
or should headed，
头脑机灵的 ，should looking， 看起来机灵的。